Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
John Miller back with you here at Oracle Park, where we watched the Giants and Dodgers from L.A., and it was another classic in the long history of classics between the two rivals. The Giants winning the ball game 5-3, coming from behind in the ninth inning. We're going to review the game with some of the highlights here momentarily, but first, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. The San Diego Padres, third place in the Western Division, played in Miami, and they beat the Marlins 3-2. It was Snell who had one of his best starts of the year, 6 innings, 1 run, 3 hits allowed, and he got into the seventh inning for the first time in about 7 weeks, but they couldn't get an out in the seventh, and the bullpen came on and took it from there. It finally ended up being a 1-run game. Snell got the win, and Mark Melancon got his 29th save of the year. Holloway took the loss for the Marlins. Rivals, the Cardinals and the Cubs, and the Cardinals beat the Cubs 3-2. It was Kim, and the Giants saw him twice just before the All-Star break, just after the All-Star break, and they never want to see him again. And he has been on a roll, and he got the win in that game. Today, the losing pitcher was Alzolay of the Chicago Cubs. Carlson from here in Northern California hit his 9th home run, and Nolan Arenado hit number 19 for the Cardinals. And more rivals, the Yankees and the Red Sox at Fenway Park. And the Yankees had a 3-1 lead in the last of the ninth inning and could not hold it. The Red Sox got 2 in the ninth inning to tie the game against Chad Green. And then the Yankees went back ahead in the 10th inning, and they couldn't hold that either, as the Red Sox got 2 runs in the last of the 10th and won the ball game 5-4. They're 8-1, incredibly, against the New York Yankees. 5-4 Boston over the Yankees. Oakland played up in Seattle and beat the Mariners 4-1. Sean Manaea got the win. Lou Trevino got a save, as Chris Flexen lost only his 4th game of the year. He's 9-4 for the Mariners. That was the ball game up there. The Braves beat the Phillies 7-2 in Philadelphia. Dansby Swanson hit his 17th home run, and Charlie Morton won the game. He's 9-3 for Atlanta, and Matt Moore, the former Giant, took the loss for the Phillies. All right, here, the Giants and Dodgers. We watched it from Oracle Park as they played in L.A. The Giants won it 5-3. Time now for the Honda highlights of the game. Wondering what makes Honda so special? Ask anyone who owns a Honda, and they'll tell you about the legendary dependability, the great gas mileage, and the incredible lease offers you can get right now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For more information, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. It was Walker Buehler, who's just been great. He's been great against the Giants. He's been great just about against everybody. 10-1, 2.31 earned run average. But the Giants nicked him for a run right away, and it was a Lamont Wade production. Lamont Wade leading off and against Buehler, and this was the first pitch of the game. So he toes the slab. He goes into his windup. The first pitch to Lamont Wade Jr. Fastball is swung on and driven down into left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit and skip by Pollock to the wall. Heading for second and in with a stand-up double is Lamont Wade Jr. He jumps on the first pitch of the game. So Wade right away into scoring position. And then a little bit later, he stole third base against Buehler and his catcher, Will Smith. Posey couldn't get him home, but with Wade at third and one out, Yastrzemski was able to. Now Yaz swings, and he hits a high fly ball to left. Backing up on the ball is Pollock. He's under it. He makes the catch about 10 feet shy of the warning track. He's got a strong arm. Here comes his throw to the plate, and it's late and offline anyway. Sliding across the plate with the first run of the game, Lamont Wade Jr., and the Giants take a 1-0 lead. Yeah, so that was going to be their only run against Buehler, their only run against anybody all the way until the ninth inning. The Dodgers against Anthony DeSclafani promptly tied the game on three straight hits. The leadoff man Taylor, the next batter Muncy, and then Justin Turner got a base hit to get Taylor home. Just like that, it was 1-1. But then DeSclafani gathered himself and kept the inning from getting out of hand. The Dodgers, though, would take the lead in the fourth inning. Turner led off that inning with a single, bringing up Will Smith.
A little cooler here than it is in L.A. First pitch, swing by Will Smith and a drive center field. Duggar back, looking up. It is gone. Will Smith, another home run in this series, and that's a two-run shot that puts the Dodgers ahead 3-1. He's a good low ball hitter, and he got a fastball down, and he just drilled it.
So, 3-1 Dodgers, and Walker Buehler for a long time made that look like more than enough. He did give up a two-out triple to Yastrzemski into the right field corner in the sixth inning, but he would give up only one other hit after that. That was a two-out single, a one-out single in the eighth inning, hit by Darren Ruff, and that was all for Buehler. Manager Dave Roberts, with Buehler at 99 pitches for the game, went to his bullpen for Blake Treinen. Treinen got the next two outs, and it was still 3-1 as we went into the ninth inning. In the ninth inning, Kenley Jansen, who last night threw 27 pitches in one-third of an inning, charged with three runs all told in that game, with a couple of walks and three hits. But he got the first batter tonight, a strikeout of Yastrzemski. But then Wilmer Flores, the guy who hit the two-run homer that proved to be the winning hit of the game against Jansen last night, got a base hit to right field. It was Flores who got them going. But he was still at first with two down when Donovan Solano came up. One strike pitch. Solano swings, drives one to deep center field. Going back, Bellinger. Still going back. Hits over his head. It short hops the wall at the 395 marker. Flores will go to third and have to hold there. Wilmer, who, number one, is just not very fast, and he's still nursing the hamstring problem that's given him some trouble. In any event, he is not the big question whether he scored or not. The Giants will have to get both of them home if they're to stay alive in the game. The double for Donovan Solano, and there suddenly were two runners in scoring position. Still very much alive, and then Jason Vossler came up as a pinch hitter for the pitcher, Jose Alvarez, and Vossler got into a great battle with Kenley Jansen, who tried to put him away with two strikes with that big curveball, and Vossler did not swing at it, didn't even start a swing at it, at which point Kenley Jansen seemed to think maybe that Vossler was getting information from that runner at second base. He called out Will Smith to the mound, and they went over the card about how they should change the signs, which set of signs they should go with. But the Vossler ended up getting a walk, and the bases were loaded for Tyro Estrada. And with the bases loaded, it was Vossler who was the runner at first. Keep that in mind, as here's what happened with Estrada's at-bat. Here is Jansen into his stretch, the high sack, the pitch, and a ground ball to short. Taylor's got it, throws to second, it's called out, and I'm sure the Giants are going to ask for a replay review on that one. Vossler running hard to second base, and the Dodgers don't leave the field just yet. The out call was given by Carapazza. We're looking at the television replay right now, and it was hard to say from the angle we saw. So they are now consulting with the umpires in New York. Man, this is huge. Well, they take the earphones off, and here's the call. Safe at second. The game is still going. Wow. The call is overturned. A run has scored, and it's an RBI for Estrada. So Estrada, an RBI single. Game not over. That it was so close to being over with a 3-1 final, and yet the great hustle by Vossler. And to say this about the umpires in New York, they had slow-motion replays to look at and look at again and again and again and freeze frames and whatnot, and they determined that Vossler's foot hit the bag and the throw was not in the glove before that. And maybe it was simultaneous, but it's got to be in the glove before the foot hits the bag. If it's simultaneous, then he's safe. Anyway, that was the call, not on the field, but from the replay review umpires in New York. So 3-2, and now Darren Ruff came to the plate. And that is when the huge controversy would begin, as Ruff had a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count to Ruff. The three runners get their leads. There they go. And a high fastball, a check swing, the ruling, no swing. It came down to that. Ed Hickox, the umpire at first, said no swing. And Dave Roberts comes out screaming from the dugout, taking his hat off. He runs across the infield to go right after Ed Hickox. Roberts, who got ejected from last night's game. And he is pointing his finger at Hickox. And I don't believe they kicked him out. This game is tied. It's 3-3. A bases loaded walk to Darren Ruff. And what a plate appearance that was by Ruff. And we're looking at the check swing from the side angle. It definitely looked like he swung. Yeah, well, Hickox, he didn't get the benefit of that replay from the side, nor did Jansen Visconti, the plate umpire, who, remember, he had already ruled no swing. That's what set up the appeal. So they both ruled no swing, but on the slow motion replay, it looked like without question that it was a swing. Anyway, the Giants tied the game, but they had not gone ahead. It was merely a tie game. Dave Roberts, by the way, had been ejected. They never showed that on the telecast from L.A., on the Dodger telecast, and never even on a replay showed at which point he was ejected from the game. So it might have been fairly early on as he came charging out of the dugout and with just breathing fire as he came out. Anyway, he was out, and the next batter was Lamont Wade Jr. And by this time now, since there were 2 down in the inning, starting with Solano's double, Jansen had faced 4 Giants and had not retired any of them, any one of which would have been the 3rd out of the inning. Now it was a tie ball game, and young Lamont Wade Jr., the very same who had hit the double, stole 3rd, and scored the 1st run of the game all the way back in the 1st inning. Now the Giants were asking him, with the bases loaded in the 9th, to knock in the final runs of the game. The pitch to the left-handed hitter. Swing, line drive to right field, and in front of the diving McKinney. Base hit. Vossler scores. Right behind him, Estrada. He scores. It's 5-3 Giants. Incredibly, lightning has struck twice. The Giants have scored 4 runs in the 9th inning. They have come from behind for the 2nd night in a row against the great Dodger closer, Kenley Jansen. And this time it was Lamont Wade Jr. getting a cutter on the inside, hitting the sinking liner into right. They didn't have Mookie Betts in the game tonight. He has not started this entire series. Instead, it was Billy McKinney in his 1st Dodger appearance. He couldn't get to it. 2 runs are in, 5-3, and once again, the Giants have come from behind against Kenley Jansen and knocked him out of the game. Yeah, as he was departing again with a chorus of boos from the crowd at Dodger Stadium. So 5-3 the score, and Jake McGee would take the ball for the last of the 9th inning. He got the 2 hitters, but then McKinney hit a double in his Dodger debut, his 1st hit as a Dodger, and that made Sheldon Noisy, the former Oakland Athletics prospect, the possible tying run. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck it out. A fastball to the outside corner, 96 miles an hour, and the ball game is over. And the Giants take the series from the Dodgers. three out of four. They come from behind in the ninth inning in each of the last two games to win, both times against Kenley Jansen, indeed, and both times Jose Alvarez, who pitched in the eighth inning, was the winning pitcher. 5-3 Giants. The hit of the game, we'll give that to Lamont Wade Jr. That was the winning hit. The hit of the game is sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. And the player we give credit to for their stellar performance, and so many, it's hard to point out just one because of the nature of this team performance tonight. But we'll go with Lamont Wade Jr. again because he got that the only run that they would get all night against Walker Buehler, the only one run that they would get until the ninth inning in that very first inning. And that was his production. They couldn't have done it without him, the double and the steal and scoring on a fly ball. It was the only hit of the inning. And then the two-run single that proved out to be the game-winning hit. Lamont Wade Jr., the player we give credit to, sponsored by GEICO, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. And the K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Giants pitchers had a total of 9 strikeouts, 7 of them from Anthony DeSclafani, the starter. Dodger pitchers had 12 strikeouts, 9 issued or authored by Walker Buehler in his 7 1/3. The Giants are heading home from L.A., and that is going to be a happy flight. We can only imagine how happy. And then the Pirates come in. Now, it's going to be easy to maybe look past the Pirates with the Dodgers coming in on Tuesday for a 3-game series. And then the first-place Astros from the American League West coming in Friday, next Friday, a week from tomorrow. But the Giants cannot afford to look past the Pittsburgh Pirates, Adam Frazier, Brian Reynolds, and company. They gave the Giants all they could handle in Pittsburgh and split a 4-game series with them when the Giants were there several weeks ago. The Pirates are coming in, and you can take advantage of a special ticket price of only $20 for bleacher or view reserved seats between the bases for the series with the Pirates. It's a special price available for all three of those games. To get your $20 tickets, go to sfgiants.com/home. And use the coupon code HOME when purchasing. And don't tell anybody that coupon code. All right, it's a code. Giants win the ball game 5-3. Thanks to Darren Chan for putting this program together. Matt Leland, our network coordinator. I'm John Miller for Dave Fleming, Mike Kruko, and Dwayne Kuiper. And we thank you for joining us. The final score again. The Giants make it 3 out of 4 in L.A., and they build their lead to 3 games over the Dodgers, 5.5 over the Padres in the National League West in the process. The final score, the Giants 5, the Dodgers 3.
Hey everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by our branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.